With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump and Kamala Harris sparred during an intensely personal debate last night.
The ABC News presidential debate covered major issues, including the economy, immigration, and abortion, exposing deep differences between the two presidential hopefuls. And it turned personal early and often.
Donald Trump has no plan for you.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
World leaders are laughing at Donald Trump.
She goes down as the worst vice president in the history of our country.
Trump argued the country was safer and more prosperous under his leadership, while Harris repeatedly urged Americans to turn the page on Trump's divisiveness. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
ABC, meanwhile, being reamed online for attempting to fact-check President Trump seven times, often incorrectly, while remaining silent as Kamala Harris repeated false claims about the former president. Also at SRNnews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson's opening bid to avert a government shutdown appears doomed to fail in the House this week amid widespread Republican opposition. Bernie Bennett has more.
The mounting Republican opposition is putting Johnson in a bind. Caught between conservatives pushing for the package that combines the lengthy CR with the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act, moderates concerned about the political implications of a shutdown threat so close to the election, and GOP defense hawks sounding the alarm about how the half-year stopgap would affect Pentagon funding. Johnson, however, is digging in his heels on the CR plus SAVE Act, vowing to plow ahead with the legislation despite the White House's promise that President Biden would veto it, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to bring up an alternative, quote, clean stopgap. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More layoffs coming at UPS. No word yet on an exact number, but the company did reveal it would be adding to cuts made earlier in the year. This is SRN News. A California city fights back.
Huntington Beach says it will sue the state over a new law that bars teachers from informing parents that their child is living as the opposite sex in school. City Attorney Michael Gates tells the Daily Signal that legal action is necessary because, quote, the state has been overreaching beyond constitutional bounds for years, and it's about time that somebody or someone stands up against it. We are going to do everything in our power to protect our children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Kamala Harris's record of promoting the queer trans agenda and pledging that she will continue to do so if elected president. Walz, the Democrat vice presidential nominee, said Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats are counting on queer trans people to turn out in large numbers for Harris. This is SRN News. A cool weather forecast offers hope for firefighters battling an intense Southern California fire in the San Bernardino Mountains. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker.
Several days of triple-digit temperatures stoking a wildfire in Southern California, burning so hot, creating its own thunderstorm-like weather systems. But firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand with cooler weather forecast to move into the area after today. The Line Fire, threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Mountain Home Village resident Stephen Richardson holding out hope he doesn't lose his home.
Hopefully it'll just burn up the ridge and our little community will be free from flames that are nearby.
I'm Julie Walker.
No reported injuries after a passenger plane at an Atlanta airport clipped another plane Tuesday morning. More details at SRNnews.com.